Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, the Aries Justin Yonce, and I'm here with Die Bash.
It just every week
we keep getting memos from Vince McMahon that, you know, he it's too long.
I keep on asking Vince, like, how am I going to get a following if every week we're calling me something different?
We were going to call you CRD.
I mean, if this keeps up, I might just walk out.
We're going to call you Crash Test Dummy.
Yeah, great.
CRD. That's something stupid. Anyway, this is a great gimmick. Come on. You're going to go into the ring and you're just going to get killed. Your gimmick is you're a dummy.
You know what?
It's dummy.
Justin, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to leave my laptop on your desk. And I know that I might be scheduled for a podcast next week, but, you know, just it, whether or not it's scripted doesn't matter. I'm just going to leave it on your desk and good luck. Talk about it for the next month and a half on every single episode. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, for those of you that can't tell, we are kidding.
Yes.
I'm serious. There'll be some parody that will come in and be like, wait, is he really mad at me? No, stop.
No.
So let's talk a little bit about, so the Dynamite was last night. And we also have Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
And we're already starting to see the invasion of New Japan. Should they invade? Here's the thing. Is Hangman Page beating Punk, or is Punk beating him? I don't know.
Oh, God. That, I mean, so let's talk about an audience eating out of both of the palms of their hands, because you literally had each guy getting booed, each guy getting cheered. It's just the dynamic that these two guys have right now are really good. Justin, you said a couple weeks ago that there's no way that they can get out of this without giving Punk the title.
I did say that, and I think I'm wrong.
I think after the last couple weeks, this is, I don't want to call it a career making feud for Hangman Page, but man, he's doing good stuff. And that's,
I think it is. I mean, feels like he's starting to feel like the champion.
Like,
I think it's a mistake. I want to see Punk so bad as champion, but I feel like it's a mistake to take it off of Paige right now.
AEW is really, really big on making sure that their matches have finishes, right? And that they aren't going to gyp their fans and this, that, the other thing. But so, and I texted you last night when this happened. And I was like, we get Jeff Cobb and Great Okan. Great. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really get people. We get Jeff Cobb and Great Okan. Great. Like, and they still get a reaction, even though they're not like main players in New Japan. And I texted you and I said, I think we are going to see a lot of New Japan this weekend.
Well, next week they're gonna be in LA. That's very close to where New Japan Strong is. If I were them, I would do the Bullet Club Invasion and have them take over the entire show. So here's the thing: if the plan at All Out is Omega and Punk, and Omega can make that, then I think you kind of have to take. You would probably put the title on Punk. If you want to do Hangman and Punk again and do like the rematch at All Out and then get Punk the title, then Hangman winning makes sense, because then you have the idea of he's already beaten him and Punk has to climb the mountain.
Do you have a Bullet Club Invasion this weekend and have them help Adam Page win? Because Adam Page used to be in
the... they don't really do the interference stuff like that. So I would probably do that on LA because Double or Nothing has enough on it. It doesn't need
11 matches. 11 matches.
But they're all going to be good. It's not going to be like WWE where it's 11 matches where you're sitting there going,
I just don't want a seven hour long show.
It won't be 7 hours. They don't do video packages.
That's true.
It'll be 5 hours at most. But anyways, so because I was listening to Meltzer, and this is a Meltzer, we like Meltzer here. Mm-hmm. Meltzer, you know, said that he thinks it makes, if Hangman wins, then it makes that match with Hangman and Punk bigger at All Out. But if you're going to I think if you do Omega and Punk, then it's time for, then you need to get the title on him now.
I don't think Omega Punk needs a title, number one. Number two, I don't think, and we all know how even just mentioning his name makes me tear up a little bit. I don't think Omega's anywhere near. I know that he's been backstage, but I don't think he's anywhere close to, I mean, yo.
What do we know? Knees, we don't know.
We don't know. Both knees, hernia, shoulder, and vertigo. And he's been off for what, 4 months? Or has it been 6 months already?
It's been November. So,
six months. Like, you don't do all that. Like, you don't heal from all that in 6 months. You know, whether you're John Cena or not, you don't heal from all that in 6 months. So I mean,
if they would do a return match like that, then at the end of the day, Punk either has to get the title. He's getting the title either at this show or at All Out.
I like the idea.
They hold it in Chicago.
I like the idea of him working his way back up. I think that that's a good story. Like, give Hangman a little more time, reward him for the good work that he's been doing. Let him have matches, these matches like he's had with whatever, I can't remember, Takeshita or whatever his name is, from DDT. Let him have matches like that. Let him have good showings at Forbidden Door with whoever it is they decide to throw him in with, and then go from there.
The good news is, whoever wins or loses, there's ways to go about it, which shows how good they're doing booking wise.
Yeah, and building storylines. Like, it's not
WWE, and we care about who wins and loses.
And we also don't know, and we don't know which way they're going to go. Like,
no,
that's what I really like about the way that they're booking their stuff is that we don't know which way they're going to go. Like,
we're not waiting for Roman to face The Rock at WrestleMania and everything else is a mute point.
Right.
Which it looks like he's going to do because Rock doesn't have any film.
Yeah, commitment. I saw
so
that
it looks
too.
Like that's happening.
I saw that too.
So he's just going to lose then to Roman? What's the point? we have The Rock back to come back to lose?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he wants to put him over, but I don't want to see him lose.
Yeah.
Who wants to see him lose?
Yeah.
That's just going to be like, that'll be like, well, who cares now?
Yeah.
I mean, if you bring Rock in, I think he has to win, but it doesn't do anything for him, but it's like, that's what the fans want to see. So bring it back to AEW. I mean, the fact that, you know, we're not having to think like that, like, okay, well, you know, Hangman's holding the title till, you know, 2024.
Yeah.
You know, because we have nobody else.
Right.
This company.
No, you've built enough people that you can literally put it on anybody in your company right now.
Can you imagine if Danielson and Adam Cole, well, Adam Cole is going to be a manager in WWE. And Danielson, he probably would have been doing, I hated his last, other than the vegan run, everything.
Oh God, with that belt. I loved that belt.
I love that. And I thought it could have, hats off to him for seeing how over Kofi was and being like, I need to lose here.
Yeah.
That shows how selfless he is, you know?
Oh, but man.
You could also say that about the young. All right. So I don't know. I just don't know. All right, so here's the thing. If Hangman wins against Punk, then you can do a run-in of, like, you can bring out, like, an Okada, because it won't be a thing. If Punk wins, you need to have the celebration.
Yeah.
Like if you have Hangman win, you can do the invasion thing, because he's already won the belt,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to do... So you could do the invasion there.
And Hangman also has history in New Japan. Yeah. A lot more than CM. Did CM Punk ever wrestle in Japan?
I don't know if he. Years
ago, but if he did, it wasn't a time when they were running amazing storylines like they did with the Bullet Club and LJ.
That was back when Inoki had it over, and he was he was presenting pro boxers as wrestlers.
Yeah, that's right.
I was listening to a story. Apparently, Inoki, when he first met Brock Lesnar, like, he was wrestling, he was training with Riggins, the guy who trained Vader in Minnesota. And he comes in and to the ring, and they just ended up shooting for over an hour. And Inoki was like over like maybe he was 60 at that time, and it's just like. So, I mean, what he thought everything was. I love what Inoki did for New Japan, but at that point in time, his time was starting to pass.
Yeah.
Like 2012 was like the real, I mean, when they finally just said, Tanahashi is our guy,
we're going
with him. And then they just started to, that's when you started hearing about the New Japan shows as, you have to watch that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of ways they could go. You know, Hangman wins. You do the Bullet Club invasion right there. If Punk wins, you need the celebration.
Yeah.
So a lot of ways they can go about it. Now I'm kind of like hoping Hangman wins just so we can get the Bullet Club invasion.
Just so we can,
Because I think, I really do think Jay White needs to get the title at Dominion against Okada. Okada doesn't need the title anymore.
Yeah.
And Jay White needs to have that long run before he turns babyface.
Yeah,
because I think it's only he's getting to that point where, like, he's so good that it's gonna be hard to boo him. I mean, you already start to see it in the States, like, people really want to boo this guy. So let him have the heel run now, and he's a good guy to go against Hangman.
Right,
they could have a really good match, and then do Okada and Punk at Forbidden Door. I think those are good matches.
Yeah, Okada Punk is a good match. And then we're not going to get Okada Omega.
Unless you got Omega. Unless Omega is here, which neither one of us know. We don't know what he's doing. But it don't seem like he is. And I don't expect him till I don't know. Like I said, there's so many ways they can go about it. It's great. That's when wrestling's fun, people.
I have my fantasy storyline. Am I allowed to talk about my fantasy storyline?
So the
fantasy storyline that I have is that Omega shows up and Okada has to show up, and there's no big deal, like no interference or no physicalization between the two of them, because Omega's so broken at this point in time. And it's just this huge standoff. And then Ibushi shows up and Okada and Ibushi make out to make Kenny Omega jealous that Ibushi and him were never golden lovers. There you go. That's the storyline.
Would you have Omega come out in the shorts and t-shirt?
Yes.
So that Cornette could marry him?
You know,
he buried Tony Khan because he was caught on camera wearing, you know, shirts and I think he didn't say this, but it would have been a funny retort if he said, you know, look like Revenge of the Nerds or something.
There you go. And that's it. And then Double or Nothing ends with Omega in tears and Okada and Ibushi laughing. There you go. That's my WWE style booking. Sorry.
No.
All right. Anyway.
No. Here's what we should do. We'll have here's fantasy booking. AEW versus WWE. Vince books Roman to beat their champion with one punch.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. That's it.
You know that's what he would do.
Yeah.
That's what he would do.
Oh God.
My guys are better than your guys.
I mean, we were talking about this. We have to have Okada show up. Okada has to show up. Like, you can't open up the forbidden door and you can't do this whole big thing without Okada showing up. And so how does he show up? Where does he fit in? And that's what it boils down.
If you want the Super Bowl of wrestling, Okada has to wrestle on there.
Yeah.
Because he is the antith. He is New Japan. And then you need a guy who is AEW facing him.
Yeah.
You know, which would have been Omega, but he's hurt. You can't do it.
Right.
Did you notice, I don't know if you saw that, it was kind of buried in the news, but Cody Khan trademarked the name Blood Moon Rising.
No, I didn't see it.
Which sounds, and it's for an event. So I think, here's what I think. I think they should do like maybe 6 or 7 pay-per-views a year, but here's how they should do it. Don't have the world champion be the one that's headlining all of them. Make the tag titles be headliners, which they can be, especially if you've got Danielson and Moxley and the Young Bucks. Those guys, make it so that all the titles can actually be headliners, and you can do it if you treat them in a certain way. I think that would be a cool way. At least the top four belts. I don't know about the TNT, not the TBS championship.
Yeah, not the TNT championship, I think, either at this point in time.
Right now, no. But if they give it to like a Danielson, yeah, then you can do it.
Yeah.
It depends on who it is, because he wants to make that a main event belt.
Right.
And I'm like, and I feel like they need more shows just so they can get more guys on these pay-per-views. So I would do like maybe 6. Maybe not 7, yeah. 6. I think 6 would not be asking too much. I mean, they're already testing it with Forbidden Door.
Right.
Let's see what that does. Anyways, let's get into AEW Dynamite. All right. So the big thing, we got the steel cage. I like what you said. I like what you said about the thing. I mean, that could, you know, happen. I don't know if I see that happening. I think Okada, I don't think you bring out Omega till he's ready and have Omega and bring Omega back as like a superstar.
Yeah. Like it. Yeah.
I don't even know if you bring him back you can't bring him back as a heel, because no one's going to boo a guy that came back from surgery.
Yeah. And I mean, I was reading an article that was talking about like the things that should not happen at Double or Nothing. And like number 2 was like rushing Kenny's return. Like,
yeah,
everybody wants him back. We all know that we want him back. Just like
give him the Triple H return type of thing with that. I mean, you remember when Rollins finally came back and he did that pedigree on Roman, and the whole place just erupted. It was like, that was the time to turn Roman. That was one of those times where they should have switched places.
Yeah.
And they, of course, they didn't.
Yeah.
And he continued being a heel, and he's never gotten that organic react. When you get an organic reaction like that, you got to go with it. Same thing with Christian. When Christian got the belt at that Backlash, and Edge helped him, and he finally won, and you know, you could tell they didn't really think much of it because it was like on second to last. But it got a huge reaction, and then like they had him be beaten by Randy Orton. It's like, when you sense organic reactions,
right,
go with them.
And I think that's why AEW is excelling. Look at Wardlow. Wardlow
feels like a guy now, and it doesn't feel forced. It feels. I'm with it. I'm like, it took him a while to get here, and I feel like he's ready for this.
So here's the deal. Like, we have the steel cage match and everything. Like,
I don't think we needed a cage.
I feel like we've booked ourselves into a corner though with Wardlow and MJF now. You know what I mean? Like, there's, if we were just talking about, we love AEW because there's a lot of unpredictability in the booking. Like, this is probably the most predictable storyline that we have going on right now. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not fun.
Yeah. Let's not go the Russo route of where we just like, well, they all think he's going to win, so I'm going to have Wardlow lose.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Right.
just so you can shock people. I mean, sometimes the best storylines are the inevitable. Right. Like Bryan Danielson, you know, finally getting the title. I mean,
yeah.
The only reason we doubt it is because of the company.
Yeah.
Not because of the story. The story says he wins.
Yeah.
The company says no.
I think that AEW is smart enough that they're gonna so, this cage match was fun. It was fine.
Yeah, it's so nice. I don't think they needed a cage because it was just kind of like a prop to be there. It didn't really serve anything. Like, you could have had that match without the cage, because it's the cage didn't never really came into play as far as I'm concerned. So I just felt like it was a nice, like, sweetening for the audience. Like you said, when you're in an audience and you see a cage, it does make it look different. So, I thought this was great. They put over, you know, he hit the C4 and Wardlow kicked out. I agree with Brian Alvarez, who said that, why doesn't he just fast count him immediately? Why does the heel referee, like, oh, well, I'm going to play by the rules at this point. It's like, just count him out already. It's the problem with the heel referee. It's like, why don't you just, like, ring the bell?
Right.
You know? Like, they did the thing where, Kurt Angle versus Austin, the SummerSlam. And the heel ref comes in, he just rings the bell.
Yeah.
Says, oh, it's a DQ. I'm like, that, you know, why isn't the ref just doing that? I mean, like, why even play? So the heel ref thing is kind of stupid, but, you know, I'll forgive them for that. Because it was good. Right. They did it. Good job. You had Wardlow, you know, having his Batista moment. Killing him. But here's the other thing I don't like. Okay, so MJF's the ref. Why does another ref get to get involved? I hate that.
Exactly.
I absolutely hate that. Like, I loved it when Austin, you know, the first time Vince was the ref and he gets knocked out. So he dragged Vince's body over and used his hand to do it, because he said the line, he says, with my hand. I was like, well, you know, use your damn hand.
Well, there you go.
I'm like, he should have done that with MJF, like, dragged him over. It'd been like, I know they don't want him to, like, physically get him, but, you know, that would have been a way to do it. It's like, I hate the idea of, like, oh, the heel ref is out, so now here comes in another ref. It's like, well, why?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, MJF should be, like, stopping him, be like, no, it has to be with my hand, and you should do something like where Wardlow just power bombs him, somebody who, like, where he can't stand up, and he'll just keep putting his foot on there, and you'll just have MJF, like, refusing to count, and he'll just be getting in his face and being like, till like he kind of is just like, count him, you know, like, I mean, I guess, well, you can't get him physical there. I don't know. It's like you said, it's a stipulation where you can't do it. They did the right thing. Yeah. Wardlow wins, and MJF sold, like, whoa, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, there was like no witty retort there. Yeah. Like, I have to face him, you know? So I thought this was good. Next thing, Hangman, anything to say about it? Anything else?
We already talked about it. I just think like, good work. like most fired, like, it just, good interview, good, like, Punk is just so smarmy. Yeah. The audience was,
that's a part of Punk that knows how to be. I'm gonna be honest with you, I've always enjoyed his heel stuff better than he did.
Right. And so
I mean,
so,
when, like, when he was a heel and pretty much everybody was cheering him, that's when I liked him the most. Once they made him a baby face, that's when I didn't care any.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that they destroyed him by having him lose to Triple H. But I enjoyed the run he had with Paul Heyman, where they did the where they did the thing with Jerry Lawler was there. Oh, he made the, he did the line. He says, "Oh, I thought you almost gave me a heart attack." And I was just like, wow, he actually said that. Like he was so, he's such a good heel.
Are one of them going to turn, or one of them going to do a full turn? Or are we just going to keep them?
I don't think they're going to, I don't think they're going to do the heel. I think they're doing Sean and Brett, which is what Meltzer said is it felt very Sean and Brett. Like we're talking about stuff behind the scenes that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never felt, I feels very, you know, Sean and Brett, but I don't think Hangman and Punk really have ever had like words backstage, but it has that same feel. So it's cool that they're kind of going with that, even if it's not really actually, it feels like it. It feels like there's something underneath acting, you know?
Subtext. Yeah. but after that, we had Kingston and Moxley in Private Party.
I didn't care about this match. I know this was okay, but
I hate this. Was it a
DQ, right? This is
no,
a DQ.
It wasn't. It was, it should have been just the way that everything ended up where it should have been a DQ with the way that it ended, but like, no, it was Moxley ends up winning with the paradigm shift while Eddie Kingston has the other one in a dragon sleeper. My biggest problem with this match, and this is just a nitpicky thing, like, I hate seeing a shooting star press off the top being kicked out of. I don't care. Like, I don't care who it is. Like, it's such a shooting star press is now a transitional move. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's me being picky. In my opinion, that's one of the last sort of like really amazing moves off the top rope that needs to be protected. Whatever. Good. We didn't like, still good, not bad. I really like seeing good work. They're good workers. Yeah. And that's what it boils down to. Go ahead.
Danielson is gonna be selling that injury. I guess that's kind of like the which doesn't seem like it's real, but
no,
I told you what I already feel. I would like to see Danielson and Moxley in a tag match, or Danielson in a singles match. But you know what? If anybody can make this match amazing, it's him.
Yeah.
This is the guy who gave The Fiend his best match. He figured out how to make The Fiend work. He gave Roman one of his best matches. That he knows how to do things.
And there's on one side of the coin with their match, you've got you've got you've got two really good workers. You have a really good brawler and character. And then you have like Santana and Ortiz who are like just fucking crazy. Like they're crazy. Like they're good workers. I think they don't get enough credit because they haven't really been doing much over the course of the last like 6 months. But they're actually like exciting workers. I'm not really too keen on the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Is Wheeler Yuta gonna be in this match?
I don't think so. It's a 5-on-5, right?
Yeah.
No, because Wheeler Yuta's doing Best of Super Juniors right now.
So is Regal's in the match?
It's Moxley, Kingston, Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston, Santana Ortiz.
Okay.
Five. Okay. And then the Jericho Appreciation Society is five, right?
Yeah. But then they have William Regal as well.
But he's not going to be in the match, right?
He's not going to be in the match. But I don't like that idea of having the heels the heels are at a disadvantage. I think that never works well. If anybody's going to figure it out, it'll be Danielson. He knows how to do it. I don't know. This could be really good. This could be okay. I think it'll be somewhere in between. But
I'm hoping
it's really good. I think it'll be a bloodbath. This is going to be a bloody match. There's no way it can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the match to have a
blow. And there's gonna be a fireball in some way, shape, or form.
Well, he's a wizard, remember?
Exactly. Exactly. Did you like that? Did you catch that picture that Merlin I sent?
With the
of him wearing the cone on his head.
Yeah, I saw that. City yeah, he's of Stimpy, a wizard.
Like he's been the wizard for.
He's a wizard.
Oh God! Oh,
sorry, that's Demo God. I liked La Champion. I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Wizard. I don't know. I mean, what is he, Merlin now?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Come on.
it's like I remember they did the what are the Rebellion pay per views. And this was back when the Alliance was still out, and they had Austin, Kurt Angle, and Shane, and everybody. And Kurt, you know, this is back when he's like naive, Kurt, and he goes, "Hey, we're in England," and Austin's like, "Yeah, like this is, and we're at a round table." It's like, okay. It's like, you know, he goes like, you know, Austin, you're King Arthur. Like, what? He looks at Shane, he goes, "You're Merlin." And he goes, "Me, I'm you know, I'm Lancelot." And they're going through it. It was so funny. So I don't know, maybe he got it from there.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I'm a wizard is just I don't know. I mean, like it's just that one's kind of but I think they have a chance to have a really good match. Let's talk about, so FTR and Roppongi Vice. This is a really good match. My problem is I just didn't care because I didn't really prepare for it and know that it was happening. Honestly.
Yeah. Are FTRs, are they faces now?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Are they still in the Pinnacle?
I think the Pinnacle is dead.
Does the Pinnacle even exist? Anyway.
I think the Pinnacle.
Roppongi Vice, it's amazing. Just like FTR are great. Like Roppongi Vice, like you just have guys that have been working together for so long.
I love their 80s music that they come out to.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. It sounds like something from the NWA, you know. It evicts of the 80s. It's so good. What did they have before that? I didn't remember their last music. But
I don't even remember.
This music like really fits them. It just does.
And this is when we have our New Japan invasion.
Yeah, we have Jeff Cobb and Great O'Con. He can be good at times. Jeff Cobb is really good.
Jeff Cobb is amazing. Jeff Cobb's work that he did in Lucha Underground.
Matanza was my favorite. Yeah. I love that character.
I mean, a guy his size doing a standing shooting star press is really fucking impressive.
Oh, he's great.
They
did a DQ, but the DQ kind of makes sense in some ways, you know, because they I'll forgive it. I keep quoting Meltzer, but you know, as long as you're not like looking to the back every time you have a match.
Yeah,
you can do that every once in a while, and this served a purpose. They're like, look, we're here and we're coming in there. As long as you don't do a DQ and like, you know, if they did a DQ and Punk and Hangman,
that would be
a mistake.
I agree.
What do we got? Matt and Jeff cut a promo.
I'm so worried about this match.
Kind of liked it, and I kind of was like, I don't know. I kind of feel like the Hardys kind of need to win, but I kind of think the Young Bucks need to win. They haven't won anything.
I'm just really nervous about this match.
The Young Bucks won.
I just don't
well, they're
think
in there with the Young Bucks. The Young
know,
Bucks will take care of them.
I just they're don't really think good. That, I just don't think that the Hardys are going to be able to keep up.
I don't know. It'll. It's not going to be like the ROH match that before they debuted in WWE.
Yeah. No, I don't.
That's
think
why,
so either.
Why it was such a shock when they showed up at WrestleMania because they just had a match with the Young Bucks.
I think, excuse me. I think that I don't know. I just it'll be a good, I think it'll be a good match. It's just, I just don't want them to look slow. Matt and the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick are just so, they're just so crisp in everything that they do. So
if anybody can have a really good match with them, it's the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks to me are so good. They don't get the credit they deserve. They just are so, I feel like if you have another pay-per-view, you need to do Danielson and Moxley against the Young Bucks.
I think that the titles are way, I know that you really like Danielson and Moxley as a tag team and want them elevated. I just think that the titles are wasted on them. That's just me. Yeah.
But they're going to elevate the titles, I think, because it's them. They're top guys.
Okay. I don't think so. That's just me.
No? No?
I don't foresee them. I don't see them as tag team champions. That's all.
I don't know. They put them together. They're put together for a reason. I mean, they're if it's not going to be the Young Bucks, which is the match to do between those two. I mean, the match.
Yeah.
And that has a chance to be one of the best. I mean, FTR is another, well, FTR faces. So I wouldn't do that match yet. One has to.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that, but FTR are like really getting over his baby faces.
Yeah.
We'll see how well
they get over after this, after the Ric Flair match.
whoever that is gonna be, I don't think is it gonna be Hogan? Some people are saying it's gonna be Hogan. It's like he can't move.
Oh god, FTR and Ric Flair. Okay, that's where we're at. Sorry, go ahead.
So then we got the three-way.
So good.
I didn't really care that much about this. I mean, it's very good, but I just didn't care.
There's no purpose to it except for just like, but it's just, let's have.
Yeah, it was a good match.
It's kind of like, just as I said last week, it's like throwing Ray Phoenix in there for something that doesn't really matter, but like you just want to watch him work. That's how I feel about these three guys. So Swerve is amazing. Swerve is so good. Jungle Boy needs to get rid of the Jungle Boy gimmick. He's a great worker as well. Ricky Starks is Ricky Starks. Like very crisp, very clean, sort of an asshole character that that's your guilty pleasure match of the week, where it's like you wanted to see some good work.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Ricky Starks is very similar to Rock in 98.
Okay.
Like with the IC title.
Yeah.
All right. I'm kind of lost here because so Scorpio Sky, what happened to the TNT title?
They destroyed it. I don't know why they destroyed it. Somebody destroyed it? Did it get taken and somebody destroyed it? I don't know.
I think it's Sammy Guevara. So they're debuting a new TNT title.
Which will be the third one that we've had in a year and a half, right?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a new title each guy, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, they had the one that Rusev had. They had the black one, the red one, the one that, you know, Cody and the Brody belt, as I call it.
Oh, the Brody belt.
That was a great belt. Remember the first TNT title they came out with that like looked like a toy because it wasn't finished yet.
Yep, and I just had to bring this out because it was even though it's not finished. Promise it'll be finished soon.
Yeah. Mm. Thunder Rosa came out. She cut a promo. I thought this was,
good.
It's just
okay.
I don't know. It's just there's something about this feud that just, I don't know. It just doesn't.
It'll be a good match. It'll be.
What
a good
is
match.
It about Thunder Rosa? She just. Are we just gonna have her paired up against Britt Baker? Is that
I guess
the person?
I guess.
So then we have Britt Baker versus Toni Storm. Britt is more a character building and Toni Storm is more hard worker. I don't know if they mixed well. I think Toni Storm and Sasha would be a great match because those two
100%
kill each other. 100%. I think Thunder Rosa is a good person for her to like kind of she needs somebody that's gonna be Britt, you know. I mean, I knew Britt was gonna, I mean, they're gonna do so. It's Britt and I assume Ruby Soho against for the
we've got Ruby Soho and Chris Statlander on
Friday. I would say Ruby.
I would say Ruby, and it's so,
and I think. You got to have the, I do have faces. I would have faces when the
Owen Hart,
when the Owen Hart thing. I mean, at least for the first time.
So, or do you have, so the other, so it's either Adam Cole, Samoa Joe, or Ruby Soho, Britt Baker, then is what we're going to say, right? So I would say, why not have Adam Cole and Britt Baker win? Because then you also can play off of their real life relationship and have them start.
Yeah, but that's going to make any sense if you bring out the family. Yeah. Martha is probably going to come out into the middle of the ring. You don't want heels to, you know what, heels to. And they might surprise us with Bret Hart. I don't care what they say. I think he, because remember, 3 years ago, he showed up to unveil the original title. It would make sense for him to come full circle.
But supposedly, didn't he just sign a really long-term contract with WWE?
No, he signed a merchandise contract. He didn't sign a. So we don't know. It could be.
Yeah.
It's Brett. It could go either one or two ways. But I mean.
I guess I also forget that Adam Cole is a heel just because he's
You could have, here's what I think you would do. Ruby wins and then I would have Cole win. You could do Cole wins there because Cole can, I don't know. It depends on how, like, is he going to be, you can't, if he's going to act like a heel, then it's not going to work because the family's going to be in there and it's going to be an emotional moment. This is a moment they're going to want to have that moment where we're honoring Owen Hart. This can't be an angle. Mm-hmm. It can't be characters. This has kind of got to be a moment where they kind of break the show.
Yeah.
To have it, so that it means something. So that, because you're doing it in Owen's memory. Going forward, you can have, you know, the heel go and say, well, I won this, I won that. But I think whoever wins, it needs to be that kind of show-stopping moment where, like, we say, this is, we're saying thank you to Owen,
right?
You know, I don't know, that's the way I kind of see it. So then that brings us to Samoa Joe and so Britt won against Tony. And so Samoa Joe versus Kyle O'Reilly. this is a really good match, but I don't know, I felt like it needed to be built up more for me to care enough about it.
I really like Kyle O'Reilly as a singles worker.
That's good.
I don't know. There's a believable quality to everything that he does. Even when he was in NXT, like, you're still seeing. I like how we never got a chance to see Kyle O'Reilly make it up to the main roster in WWE, because then we just had a nice transfer of the same worker that we've seen. It's a good, and you may not care about the match. I thought the match was great. I thought it's brutal enough. Yeah. Like, I will watch Samoa Joe palm strike people left and right. And just slap the shit out of people. I thought it was good.
It's just right now I'm like all jazzed up for Double or Nothing, so it's hard for me to get excited for these matches,
right?
Because I'm when Double or Nothing comes on, like, I'm gonna be watching that like hawk,
right,
you know, just be sitting there, you know, there. Whereas with AEW, sometimes, you know, some matches I'll drift in and out of, yeah, you know, it's not, it doesn't have the stakes or the feel of it, but it's, yeah, the work was really good. It's a really good match. I mean, I'm not saying this isn't a good match. I'm just saying for me, I just wasn't, I'm like on go home shows. I kind of feel like they're more angles to me.
Yeah.
Shows, because I'm ready for the pay-per-view.
Do we, so I think is this the first sort of like go home edition of the podcast that we've done? Do we want to run down the card and give our,
let's run down the card. Yeah.
And let's make predictions. And then, on Monday morning, we'll see who got
it
right.
Let's do it. All right. Here we go. So, let me find. Do you have a list of the matches?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. And you lead this.
So I'm sure we'll see some of this on Rampage on Friday. But the buy-in, you have Hookhausen versus Tony Nese and Smart Mark Sterling.
Yeah, I don't like the Smart Mark Sterling. That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a 5-minute match. Hook is going to kill him. And then I think you'll have like Danhausen like do a curse. And then maybe he hits a move finally. Maybe this is the first time we, because Danhausen actually hit a move.
I don't think AEW? So. I don't think he's actually.
So this is the
yet.
Time.
And he's a good worker too. Like you see, yeah, like you see good. The stuff, right? He's a good worker.
Yeah.
I go with Hook and Danhausen winning as well. However, I think that Hookhausen is a one-time thing.
The fans are so into it. I don't know if you
can. I know. Are they into it or are they into Hook? That's the deal.
I think they're into Danhausen as well because they're chanting. They were chanting Hookhausen.
That's right.
So
we got Hookhausen, and we actually get some action from Danhausen. So I think we're good on that.
Okay, so here we go.
The
main card.
The Owen Hart Foundation Tournament Finals. Let's start with the ladies.
I think Ruby wins. You're gonna go.
I think I'm gonna go Britt because I really think that they can both have an out of character appreciation.
That's a good point. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. TBS championship. We have Jade Cargill versus Anna Jay. I don't particularly care about this match one bit, but I agree with you.
I've already seen this match. I think I saw that. Wasn't this, they did this match on like on a Rampage.
I think so. I still think she's undefeated. Right. So, I mean, you just run with that and they're strapping a rocket to her. And I think that the TBS championship is a good thing for her, and that way it shows that she's appreciated. You just keep on growing her, and she'll. I think it's. Yeah. I think what they're
she's
doing
getting better.
Is good. Yeah,
she's getting better. So okay. So that's
we have Death Triangle versus the House of Black.
I think the Death Triangle need to win because they.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Death Triangle as well. I also think that Malakai Black is probably one of the most poorly used wrestlers on the main card that we see on the regular on AEW. Like, he is so talented. And I don't think that they're really using him to the best of their ability. But I agree with you that Death Triangle is going to win this. And I think we're going to see some really... I am very excited to see Buddy Matthews and Ray Phoenix in a ring together because I think that as Buddy Murphy and WWE / NXT, whatever, I think that he was one of the most underrated workers, super crisp, great look, just like really, really good moveset.
Don't you mean Buddy? I thought they called him just Buddy.
Did they, or Murphy? They just called him Murph. Maybe they just, by the end of his run, they probably just called him Murph. Let's be real. This coming from Die or Bash over here, whatever you want to call me, at this point in time, right? It's fine.
Vince McMahon is giving us, he's giving us notes.
Young.
He said it as a.
Go ahead.
Did you hear how they banned the word attack? No longer being used. What just happened?
Did you just say they banned the word attack? Death Triangle and House of Black, we're looking at the Young Bucks versus the Hardys.
The Young Bucks haven't won anything, so I would have the Young Bucks win.
I can't make a call on this. I'm gonna go with the Young Bucks as well too. I can't.
Yeah.
I just think that the Hardys are going to get outworked.
Well, they're going to structure the match probably all around them. So we'll have to
see. Yeah. I'm going to go with Young Bucks as well. And so far we're in agreement on everything except for the women's Owen Hart tournament finals so far. And now let's go to the men's Owen Hart tournament finals.
Let's go with Joe. You go with Cole. That's
like you're going with Samoa Joe, and I'm going with Adam Cole.
I do think Adam Cole is probably going to win the men's one.
Do you want to switch your prediction there?
I can't tell. I mean, it's like a hat. Let's go with Cole.
I think Cole might
win that one. I think that Ruby will win, though, the other one.
Samoa Joe has a title right now. And I know that it's the ROH title. But I don't think Samoa Joe needs.
Yeah.
I get it. It's an Owen Hart thing. But I just think that there's a better story with Adam Cole. I think that they can do much more with it. We don't even need to talk about this. MJF versus Wardlow. It's got to be Wardlow. If it's not Wardlow, they can't do anything else but have Wardlow.
What's the next match? I don't even know. Oh yeah, the five way. I'm going with Danielson and them and Mox.
You're going. I think so too.
This sounds like the end of the feud. Eddie and Jericho.
And then I think that there's some implosion that happens with Blackpool Combat Club and Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz.
The tag titles.
Well, that you also have Wheeler Yuta coming back after Best of Super Juniors. And then you've got Blackpool Combat Club, you have Eddie Kingston, you have Jurassic Express. You have Death Triangle, you have House of Black, you have five trios groups at least. Six, if you want to talk the Undisputed Elite. There's so many different ways that you can go.
They could be the first trios champions.
Yeah, I think that from here is when we get that happening. And you know what? Okay. You could even maybe do something like that with the Jericho Appreciation Society. You could probably have him and Jake Hager. And I don't know. I just see a lot of implosion happening here. But I agree with you that Blackpool Combat Club is going with that.
So
the women's, we've got the women's championship match, which is
Rosa, Thunder Rosa.
Rosa versus Serena Deeb.
Thunder Rosa.
See,
because it would be so stupid to take the title off her on her first pay-per-view.
They've just been doing this whole build with Serena Deeb. I don't know. All right.
You pick Serena. I'll pick
I'm gonna go with Serena on this one, just because the way that they've built her up. We've got the tag champs. This is the
I think they retain.
Three-way.
I think Jungle Boy and them retain.
I think so too. I don't think Team Taz needs anything. I think Keith Lee and Swerve are not, serious of a tag team enough to have them win this at this point. I think Jurassic Express is just good. And then you keep it on them and then you give them to Young Bucks or the Hardys, or you have them move on to something else next. There was something that I read where it's like, please don't have Luchasaurus turn heel. And then I was like, how is that even possible?
That's dumb. It's going to be Christian if anybody turns heel.
Yeah.
So what's the, so we're at the last match now, right?
We are at the last match. We are at the championship match.
I think Hangman.
You know, after we talk, I originally, it's so funny that you're calling Hangman, because you're like, 2 weeks ago, you're like, there's no way that they're taking the title, that anybody aside from Punk is getting this title. Like, they have to take it off of Hangman. They have to take it off them.
And I mean, like, one thing that does make me think they might put it on Punk also, they have the executives coming into the show in LA next week too. I don't know. I could go, I'm saying Hangman, but I don't know. I've been happy with either one of them. So I can't really decide. I'm just going to go with Hangman. You go with Punk. I'm happy with either way, but you know, if we have to pick one, I'm just going to go with Hangman. You go with Punk.
Yeah.
So I like both, but both work well. Both work well, but it just feels like Hangman right now is finally getting momentum, and I would not stop that. Punk doesn't need it yet.
What do you think is going to be the? So, I love. There's a column that I read that says, "What match are you looking forward to the least? What match could you care less about?"
Anna Jay and Jade Cargill.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
That's a throwaway. We're just putting it on there.
What match are you looking forward to the most?
Hangman and Punk.
Because there's just no.
It's so good.
No clear.
There's no wrong way. There's no wrong way to do it, and it's gonna be so much fun.
What do you think is going to be? What do you think is going to be the best worked match of the evening? So
I think it might be Hangman and
you think so? Punk.
Or the Danielson match, I think.
I think it's going to be Death Triangle versus
House of Black.
I think that's going to be a match that could be a sleeper. And you know how I feel about Rey Fénix. Like, and I think when you get like Penta and Rey Fénix together, like Rey Fénix on his own is a highlight reel, but when you put the two of them together, they're just gold.
He's still Pentagon Jr. to me.
Penta Oscuro or Penta whatever.
Zero El Miro.
whatever. Much. So that's where we're at. Do we think it's gonna be a 5-hour show?
4.5 probably.
11 matches.
Could be 5. All I know is it's gonna be a really good show. It's gonna be fun.
I see Punk and Hangman going 30 minutes.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's gonna be a really good show. So with that, anything else to say?
No, I'm actually really looking forward to this this pay-per-view. I mean I was joking around for those listening. I was like, Justin, you're just flying down here to watch the pay-per-view, right? Lay by the pool during the day and then watch the pay-per-view at night. Just for that.
I can't wait to see this show.
I'm excited to have like a good work show. You know what I mean? Like Backlash had its thing. You know what I mean?
It didn't mean anything.
But
I have to have meaning.
The show has worked well. I think that, you know, AEW has built up a lot of matches that have meaning in many different ways. And the work is just going to be good.
All right. Well, the truth
will set you free.
No. Here. We're going to do this live here. The truth, and then you say, shall
set you
the
free.
The truth. Just, we're going to take turns saying each word. So the truth
shall
set
you.
And now we say it together.
Three.
We screwed it up again. And with that, that's it. The truth shall set you free. We'll get better at it.